breaking news and information from Hollywood, hot celebrity breaking news, to you via Skype, phone, or stand-up.
You've seen him on international network television.
Join me, Ken McCoy, as I bring you the latest news from the red carpet.
Now, Ken McCoy also brings it to radio.
Bring it, that's what I do. I'm Ken McCoy. Join me as we bring it to you.
Ken McCoy Radio.
Wow. All right, man, what a historic day this has been. I just wanted to tell you our very special guest will be Rich Rick, and he will be on with us. Rich Rick will be on with us. He is with Major Artist Music Label, Music Group, and his label has worked with so many different people. We're talking about Lil Fizz, Ty Dolla $ign. He's got stuff with E-40, Snoop, and Omarion, and so many names to name. We can name drop because this guy is major, and he's done work with, like I said, Omarion, Chris Stokes. Just name the names, and he's out there with them, and he's doing his own thing. Obviously, he knows how to make major moves, and he's making major moves with Major Artist Music Group. That is his label, and he's going to come with us now, and he's going to give us an update on what he's working on. So let's check in with Rich Rick. What's happening, man?
What's good with it? You there? You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Good in yourself?
Man, I am good, and I see what you doing. I see you, man. And you've been around for a minute, right?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, for a long time. You know, I'm not new to this at all.
And most people can tell by your music, because you've worked with, I named some names already, and who you've done music with and for and collabed with and tied in with and sung, wrote. You're a writer as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. So a writer, producer, all of that. You know, I started off as an artist, you know, very young, started off with Rod Trezvant, you know, growing up around legends like that and Chaka Khan. So being an artist is just exactly who I am, you know, but I learned the business over the years, so now I'm just been kind of like learning and actually developed a lot over the last few years on my business skills. So I understand
and
the business a lot more.
And you're doing well. Now, you own Major Artist Music Group. What is that? What is that?
It's just what it is, Major Artist. You know, Major Artist actually, you know, as we all know, That's a name that everybody in the industry use when they want to describe a Kanye or Jay-Z or Taylor Swift or any of them. That's a major artist, you know. And that came about when I was working with Chris Stokes. I was like, hey, man, I got this great idea. I was thinking about a company called Major Artist, you know, and he loved it. But I just said, I'm going to do my own thing. And I just kind of did it, and it works. And now it's a brand, you know. So
yes, it is.
It's a brand now, and a lot of people know about it now. It's actually where I want it to be, and it's going to be even more bigger. But, you know, I got to do it organically, you know, so I got to go with the flow of that.
I got you. And most people need to understand that. And now, I want the listeners to be educated. Why is it so important for you, Rich Rick, to own your own brand, your own content? Why is that important?
Oh, man, it's been important to me because, like, a lot of deals that I've done in the past, and I kind of passed the ball to them thinking that they were going to do right, you know, and the labels, the way you go, they're a machine, you know, and when you deal with these companies, you're entering a machine that's been going for a long time. Like, these companies are new, and this is their world, and I didn't understand that. So when I say, all right, I'm signing these deals, I'm thinking like anybody who gets their first record deal, you feel like, oh, this is it. I'm about to blow up. And you just think all of these thoughts because you got good music. But the companies work a little bit different, you know, and I don't want to make this conversation about them and that. But I learned at the end of the day I wasn't satisfied, and I felt like I kept being let down out of all the deals I'd done and things I was actually doing for the label. So I figured, hey, I'm going to start my own thing. And I have more business integrity. You know, I'm a man of integrity, so I figure, hey, I'll sign artists because I know what it feels like to be an artist, and I'll do only those things that I only promise those things that I could deliver on. You know, and I feel like it's important that when people sign with a label that they understand the artist and what the artist really want. Because I didn't get that. You know, I thought, hey, I'm going to pass them the masters and do this and that. I thought, big thoughts. Okay, I'm going to be big like the Marcus Houstons, the Omarions, the Ray J's. And I was thinking that. And I had most definitely had the talent. You know, I had the content, and they loved it. That's how I got my deals. I mean, Jimmy Iovine actually flew out here to California to do negotiation stuff for me, and that said something in itself, you know. But at the end of the day, it's very important for me to just do it myself because I know I can't let myself down, and I'm not willing to let anybody else down either.
I want everybody out there to know my special guest is Rich Rick, and he is out doing his thing. And now here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little different because a lot of people were expecting us to play Married to a Millionaire, but we're going to do Rich Rick Weekend, and we're going to play that on the weekend right now.
Wait, what's this? What's Rich Rick Weekend? I don't even know what that is.
I know. See, that's how we do things, man. You've been with us for a minute. I remember you came on the show before. You came on here before. Yeah. And I remember that.
You're going to play what you want. Is what you want you going to play by Rich Rick and Omarion or what?
Yes. And yeah, we're going to play that. And then this weekend, we're going to play Married to a Millionaire because we want to make sure that people keep listening and they know that you were here. We try to educate people, and you're bringing the content. That's what you do. You are major artist. You are major, and you're telling the story of what you do and how you do it. You're everything. You're a writer, producer, talent, vocalist. All of it, and they need to, honestly, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, when people call me, they email me, they call my people, they shut down our line saying we heard it, we wrote it down, we want to pick up that information, we're going out to get the music, we're going to support it, so I know what my listeners want to know. I've been doing this, like you say, for a minute, and the goal is to bring that content to where people want to hear it. So right now, we're going to jump right into this track. We're going to put you on hold and jump into this track, and we're going to come back with you. Is that cool?
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody. That's Rich Rick, and he's coming with us right now with this track. So check him out with Omarion.
And it comes out, but we can try this, and we can try that. It'll make you feel good, don't you do it like that?
Man, everybody, that is Rich Rick, and he is with us on our show. Man, we're glad to have you back. Tell us about what it's like for you when you're in your creative zone. What is that like for you?
Oh, man, my mind is just really just always trying to pick up on whatever just comes to me. You know, it's like I started, like, freestyling. That was, like, my specialty growing up, like, just freestyling music. And some stuck with me. One day, one guy told me, he said, Rick, you really know how to do what you do good, but what you need to learn is a punchline. And I didn't know what a punchline was. And he said, make sure when you write that you try to make everything like a punchline. And that stuck with me. So now it's like when I write, I go bar for bar in my head and really try to figure out what goes with that line before. It's like I'll tell a story, but at the same time, I just want to always just bring something different at the same time, too. So I'm always, and a lot of people end up taking the sound because I take too long putting it out, and I play it for all these people who are in the game, but... Yeah, so I'm always just being creative and thinking what's really creative. So that's just me. My brain just always racing and, like, going into subconscious, bringing it to the conscious mind and, you know, just really trying to just, like, I think I love music so much and I love radio music so much. That's where my brain actually is all the time. Like, would this work on the radio, you know? And I'm always thinking about the bigger picture.
See, now that's intelligent. That when I have people on my show, that's what I want people to understand. There is a higher conscience, not just this bubblegum music that's good for 3 weeks, and then you never hear these people ever again. And I don't knock anybody, but good music. You mentioned Omarion. You mentioned Chris Stokes. I know Mama Stokes and that whole vibe that they do when they come out, and that whole genre of what they do and who they do it for. And it's like if you watch You Got Served and all that, it will never go away. That feeling will never go away. And you worked with Ralph Tresvant. That stuff, that music will never go away. That true music. Your conscience is smart.
Yeah, it's most definitely creating classics, something that you can play 2 years from now. Like people will hear it not even knowing, like, I even had that record or even it came out on the radio. And they're like, wow, oh, man, this song is big right now. This would be big, especially Omarion got this song out right now. You know, and they talk about that and they want me to release that song again and all that stuff. And that's what I like, is when people can hear a song that I did a few years ago and say, this needs to be out now. This is a hit now, and this is going to Billboard now. And I like to always create records like that. Like, I work with Ray J to Maya, Glenn Lewis, and all these people. And the people, when I pick these people to work with them, it's a reason why I work with them, because I grew up listening to their music. So I'm not going after the guys who are hot right now. I go to... When I was growing up, who was hot? And I like to go call them people up and try to get them in the studio and take them out of their element and just create something new and just amazing. Like, I love the records I got with some of the people I got on my new project, you know, and it's like it's going to be classics, like, for sure, like classic after classic. You can play it 5 years from now and say, wow, this album is really great, you know, well put together.
And that is so important for you to be major artist music group. So you have a genre, you have a name, you have a brand, you have ethics and morals, and that is what helps make a big and a good company. You know, like you said, you want people to be treated like you were treated in the right way, because you're the signer now. So you're saying, listen, if I tell you I'm going to do something, then I committed to it, you know. And we appreciate that. Yeah.
Incredible word goes a long way. You know, you gotta live up to your words, because words are powerful. You know, so there's, you know, words are very powerful. So don't go promising people things, because I don't like to let people down, you know, at all. I don't like being let down. So I make sure whatever I say is actually something I can do. I don't go promising, because there's a lot of people in this industry, a lot of guys running around telling these up-and-coming artists, I could do this, I could do that. and just really just wasting their time, you know, and letting them down at the end of the day. And what that does is some of these artists don't even know how to move on after experiencing something bad like that. It's like they go back to not believing in their, they don't believe in their dreams after that. They feel like, oh, the music industry is bad. Well, it's a tough business, but when you have dreams of being a singer, a songwriter, or a producer, you shouldn't let one bad person or one bad business deal or a couple bad business deals stop you for something you grow up. You grew up knowing that you were supposed to do. So I most definitely want to be that person to help people's dreams come true and actually show them that it can be a reality, you know, and that's what I do, you know. That's what I'm always going to continue to do and not tell fibs.
Now, how do people get projects to you? How do they email your label and say, look at me, I'm this person? How do they do it?
Well, they can go, I just started working on my site for majorartist.com, so they can just go to majorartist.com, or they can go to majorartistent@gmail, that's majorartistent@gmail.com, and they can start hitting me up there, and then, you know, and they can even leave comments on majorartist.com, whatever. And they can reach out to me. I'm really not that hard to get a hold of, you know. And I really reply to people. You know, I've been doing this for so long. I had a studio at one location for 10 years, and I barely recorded songs. I record a lot of songs, but most of them days I spent allowing people to come through to push play on their songs, and I would give them the honest opinion. You know, I was never hard on people. I just tell them what they need to do or what they need to correct. So I always reply to people. And, you know, that's a conversation I just had with DJ Charisma from Power 106. I just let her know, like, hey, look it. You know, replying to people is very important, you know. So don't give out your emails and do all of that and don't reply. And this was a whole another conversation I was just schooling her on to not be a certain way with some of these people that's out here that want to get on radio. It was, once they get a hold of you, at least just reply. Just say, hey, the record is not strong, or hit me when you got something different. You know, at least show these people that's up and coming that they can, that we're real people. That's what I'm saying. I want people to know that we're real people. We may be in an industry, but we're still people. We're humans. So we have to treat each other that way, you know. So if they reach out to me on that majorartistent@gmail, I will contact them back. I will reply,
see,
for sure.
See, you took them to school again. You took them to school last time you came here. Everybody, that is Rich Rick, and he's Major Artist Music Group, and he just gave you his email address. He says he's going to be honest with you. He's worked with a whole ton of people, folks. He's written songs, he produced, he's in videos. I saw his photo, his sunglasses on and stuff. He's looking all cool. But it's all good, man. You doing your thing.
Exactly. All right. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you, man.
So this weekend, we're going to play Married to a Millionaire all weekend,
oh,
and they're going to get a chance to email me about it and follow up and listen to the show, listen to your interview, and know that you came on the show again like you said you would. Remember, you said you would, and you came
yep,
on.
Yep.
I don't forget. I told you I do not forget. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this before you got to go, because I know you're busy. I was tracking my demographics one time and came across your name because you tagged me in something. I'm going like, what? So, and I appreciate
yeah.
that. I do.
Yeah,
man.
I'm a team player. We all out here. We all got an occupation. We all out here. So that's how I am. We're fellow members on this planet Earth. So, you know, I like to treat everybody with some respect, you know, and just show we can work together, you know, unity.
Well, you're doing it big with Major Artist Music Group. Rich Rick, I know you're busy, man, but I want to thank you again for your time and for educating my listeners. We don't just get people on here and talking all that other stuff, but we like to at least walk them through a process so they can at least say, hey, I learned something, you know, on that show. And I heard the artist, I heard his music and that kind of thing, but I also heard that he's human and he does get back to people either way and that he's got some big things coming. Now, real quick, leak out what you got coming next. What's next for you?
What's next is just launching the label right now. You know, I got some incredible artists from I Show Off, Rachel Dahl, Nicki Monet, Braids. I got Theo Banks. a whole bunch of talent coming out, and I love it. Everybody's working. I'm closing deals, doing some joint ventures with some labels who want to team up with some of the artists that I got. So I've been like doing these joint ventures with these labels, and everybody's major artists, but some of the other labels like, hey, Rick, let me get part of that. And if the deal is right, I've been doing the deals. And so I'm excited. It's got a lot of great stuff going on right now. And I thank God for everything.
Well,
it's
we
him
appreciate
doing it, not
you.
Me.
I got you, man. All right. Folks, you heard him. Thank you, man. I know you're busy. You're probably going to go back and go write another song in the next 3 minutes. Just going to write a song. You can buy it.
I got a session right now, too. I got to be there at 7 o'clock. So I just pulled on the side of the road to do this real quick. I didn't want to lose no service. So I pulled over and knocked this out. I appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Whenever I can be back on the show, I'll be back again.
You do that, and you be safe. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
All right. Y'all heard it. Rich Rick right there, y'all, on my show telling you what's happening. So he's schooling you, but at the same time he told you he's real, and he came on our show and he told you what's happening. He is Major Artist Music Group. That's the name of his label, and he is out there and he's doing things. So we're going to bring this song right back. This is him with Omarion. He did this with Omarion. So it's called What You Want, and it's by Rich Rick. And featuring Omarion. And so I just want you to understand that. And then this weekend, we're going to play Married to a Millionaire, which is a fun-loving song that he created just to let everybody know he's human, he's real, and he likes good sounds. And just taking it back to good, fun music. So we'll play that this weekend. But right now, What You Want with Omarion. Rich Rick.
Comes out, but we can try this and we can try that. It'll make you feel good, don't do it like that.
Right, that was Rich Rick, and he came on our show. That song is What You Want, featuring Omarion. All right, and he's come back on the show and let us know what's going on, and hopefully you got the email, and don't worry, the show will be on audio now. It'll be syndicated worldwide, so tune in. You can always get that again. So we're going to bring you back some music. We got a lot of responses from some of you on the jazz we played recently, and that jazz was by Mr. Al Turner. So we're going to drop this song on you right now called Ride Along. Folks, just get ready to relax. This is Mr. Al Turner, Ride Along.
Ken McCoy Radio, KMERDB, on audio now.